Hello there, folks. So I've got a couple of days off work and I thought I'd do a bit of fishing. And the reason why I've had to take a couple of days off work is because somebody I've known for a very long time has committed suicide. So this is probably going to be lower quality than normal because I'm using a phone. But once again, it's the issue of white men who just can't cope with what the modern world has to offer, and they end up killing themselves just to get out of it. And I've actually been, and it's not the first time either, I had a couple of pints with a friend and we added it all up, and between the two of us we could name 8 to 10 people, who old friends or associates who and they decided that they just didn't want to go on. And this is absolute huge problem, and it doesn't get anywhere near the attention it deserves. And then it's an even bigger problem for people who are in sort of dissident rightist circles. And I've actually been asked a lot of times in private by people, I'm told I'm red pilled, I'm sick of it all, I'm totally depressed. And my response to that, and I'm not a psychologist, I'm just an ordinary Joe Schmo, but my response to that was, get yourself a dog and get yourself a fishing rod and get out of the house, basically. Get out of the house and do something. And this is, I thought I'd put my money where my mouth was and actually make a video about on the subject here. Like I say, it'll be a bit rough around the edges, because what I've noticed is the trend with these men who've killed themselves, there is a definite trend there, and it is that they are rattling around in a house or a flat by themselves. They're not going anywhere, they never get out, and they just sort of sink into this abyss of despair. And it seems glib and sort of a cliche to tell people, well, you know, get out the house and do something. But especially if you're involved in this extremely sort of depressing era of politics, and if you're on social media and all you see day in day out are headlines of rapes and terror attacks and demographics and all of the rest of it, it's going to get on top of you eventually. And what I find about fishing is that you're out of the loop, completely out of the loop. And if you've got what you're doing is forming a psychological foundation to fall back on. And it's a whole sort of, you have to learn how to spool the rod, you're going to have to learn how to put bait on hooks. I'm using a big heavy 30 gram lure here. I might get a card, I doubt there's anything there. Bloody Spanish have nicked them all because of that EU quotas. But the point is to break that cycle. And I mean, it's an absolutely beautiful day. What a beautiful day to be outdoors it is. And for all these people, these lads, and they're just sitting there, just stewing in the misery. And but God knows, I understand it. I've been there myself as well. But the first thing you have to do is get your foundations right. And this is what these people who, when I look back on them all, they all had that wrong. And they were all just sitting in the house, depressed, not doing anything. And once you've actually, and then they would expect the world to sort of fall in their hands. And of course the world hates white men, we know that. I mean, the first act of defiance a white man can have against this system is to have a happy life, is to actually enjoy yourself. And once you've got that as a foundation, you can then move on. Maybe that hot chick that you've had your eye on for a while, then you can try and chat her up, spin her a few lines, and it goes on from there. Then you can start to have a look at the world of politics. But you have to get the foundations right. The foundations to know what it is that makes you happy. And that, first of all, to look for something that makes you happy and content. And then you can go off and you can say, right, what's next? I've got that basic thing taken care of. Because sitting around sort of stewing misery in an apartment or a house by yourself is what all of these men have in common. I mean, I'll do a video at some point, and we can, when I'm back home and sitting comfortably on the computer, and we can get into the wider sort of philosophical ramifications of all of this. and how we got here and everything like that. But for now, I think I just wanted to say, well, look at this, look at this. Get these things happy first. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Get the foundations right, lads. First things first, know what it is that makes you happy. Get that sorted, because at the end of the day, it doesn't take much. Everything that I've got, the fishing rod, all the clothes I'm wearing, Christ, even the dog, it's worth less than 150 quid. You don't need loads of money. You don't need loads of materialistic junk to find some sort of fulfilling thing. Maybe it's walking in the hills. I don't know. This is my thing. I'm not really into lifting weights or out like that. I think it's stupid. I'm not going to pay somebody to lift things up when I've done to it all week. But we have to deal with this. We have to get on top of this. And I think it has to be the spiritual problems of the modern world are what's doing this to so many white men. But the problem is, I think when you're in these dissident right type circles and you see all these arguments and all these ideas, at least you've got a frame of reference to understand it, to at least understand why it is you're depressed. Most of these ones that I know, they weren't even very political, and so the modern world tells them they should be happy and they're not, and they don't understand why, and they think it's them. They go to the doctors and then the doctor just pumps them full of drugs. They as an individual, they are the problem, and it's the other way around. It's the modern world that's the problem. We know that, you see. But the ideology, the way of the world that we have, we know that. And we have to find a way to get it across to these other men, because there's going to be other men who kill themselves. And I think it starts, for us, just getting the basics right, really. Just finding out what it is that makes you happy. Get out of the house. Get a dog. Get a fishing rod. Look at this, absolutely beautiful out here. All right, take care, everybody, and I'll see you later.